Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is September the 27th, and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Micah, chapters 4 to 7. It is useless to put our trust in people. We read in Micah chapter 7, verses 5 to 7 like this. The word of God through the prophet Micah. Do not trust in a friend. Do not put your confidence in a companion. Guard the doors of your mouth from her who lies in your bosom. For son dishonors father. Daughter rises against her mother. Daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies are the men of his own household. Therefore, I will look to the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. Micah must have felt quite lonely as he faced the proud, powerful people of Jerusalem. He must have felt miserable as he searched in vain for the godly, only to discover that he couldn't find even one godly person. Like Elijah, he probably felt that as if he was the last faithful believer on earth. Sin had unraveled the very fabric of the Judean society so that even family members could not be trusted. In fact, when family ties could no longer guarantee love, concern, and devotion, then the social order has been totally distorted by sin. Even one spouse could not be trusted, and the most vicious enemies were own family members. Wherever Micah turned, he seemed to find people who were bloodthirsty, corrupted, treacherous, and deceitful. During those days, sin was so rampant throughout the land that it affected, distorted, and perverted even human relationships. A friend could not be trusted, a guide could not be confided upon, and intimate communication could not be entrusted to one's most intimate relationships. In short, chaos reigned throughout the land, destroying every interpersonal relationship. It was a repeat of the days of the judges when everyone did that which was right in their own eyes. In the darkness of Judah's sin, Micah's faithfulness shone all the more brightly as he expressed his confidence in Jehovah God, who alone remained faithful against the backdrop of such infidelity in every human relationship. In spite of the dark outlook around him, Micah would look unto Jehovah and patiently wait for his salvation, confident that God will hear his prayers, even though the kings, judges, and influential people of the land refused to do so. Micah had given up on the people of Judah, but he could still watch in hope for the Lord, because he knew God would answer his prayers. Faced with such a world, Prophet Micah found reassurance in the fact that God remains in control and takes care of his faithful children, no matter what others may be up to. This truth can be a great hope for us today, especially when we find ourselves in the minority or even all alone among people who do not know or honor Jehovah God. Perhaps like Micah, we may sometimes feel that we have no one to turn to with our stresses and struggles. It is not just a matter of having someone to understand, but of finding someone we can trust. When people fail us, let us remember that our God is always faithful and He alone can be trusted. Just like Prophet Micah, let us also make the same three decisions. I will look, I will wait, and I will pray as we turn to God for help. It is useless to put our trust in people, but we can always put our trust in God alone. As we read the wonderful word of God from the book of Psalms, chapter 118, verses 8 and 9 like this. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes.